K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Here on this Thursday, folks, October 9th, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast. All things K-State sports, whether that is football, men's, women's golf, women's volleyball, which we'll get into momentarily, and so much more. Speaking of volleyball, folks, last night, I was recording a couple of podcasts last night, and of course, the K-State women's volleyball team playing at home at Morgan Family Arena last night. They were up 2-1 in their game with Iowa State. Not only that, but unfortunately, moments later, towards the end of the EG3 podcast, K-State women's volleyball team ending up losing their first full distance game, 5 sets. Well, unfortunately, this went 5 sets for K-State, and they lost to Iowa State last night. Well, Iowa State coming in to Manhattan last night, ranked 4th in the Big 12, if you put it in the records anyways, in the Big 12 conference right now. But anyways, a big comeback win for them. Meanwhile, backbreaking loss despite another milestone, career K-State milestone set by S squared. That is Simone Sims, but individuals stats are good for individuals, obviously, but again, at the end of the day, you want your team to win, and K-State did not cover that last night. As now a glaring stat, now 0-3 at home in conference play this year in 2025 for the women's volleyball team. 3-2 last night. Iowa State rallies back, down 2-1, and knocks off the Volley Cats at Morgan Family Arena there. Simone Sims, 500 career digs already. 500 career digs. So Simone Sims had a big night for her last night. And this is actually coming off of more career nights. The previous game before against Cincinnati, when Anaya Clinton reached her milestone, and of course, the senior sensation Shaylee Myers did as well, reached a career milestone herself there. Again, the postcast from Cincinnati, now up on the Pearl Project podcast feed there. If you subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we update you content daily, 99.5% of the time, yeah, it's up there right now. But yeah, this is going to go out tonight, ahead of Thursday night football here. Hopefully, over here late, I can get in this TCU pregame as well. So I'll work on that, because of course I'm going to be out of town tomorrow. I'm not going to leave, and I got a pet peeve. Maybe it just been the whole last month, but I got a pet peeve about, you know, leaving later, especially when it's fall and all that and all that other stuff. But I mean, yes, things happen. Again, like I said, last month or so has not been kind to the host of this podcast. But yeah, things that go unplanned or whatnot. And yeah, I have pet peeve, but not going to share that on this particular podcast there. Simone Sims, last night, the night belonged to her last night, reaching her 500 career dig. Sims, only still a junior, now a junior from Frisco, Texas, entered last night, needing 16 digs. Well, obviously she got that, and setting a career high in a match of digs, 25 digs for S squared, a new S squared, here on the Pro Project podcast there. She helped the defense there, only limited the Cyclones to under 200 hitting percentage, and Iowa State still found a way to, that's just eye-opening in itself, that you hold your opponent, which is, Iowa State's good, obviously, but when you hold a team under 200 mark there and not win, something fundamentally happened right there as well. The Iowa State snapped its 6-game match losing streak to K-State, and I think last year we knocked off Iowa State, if my memory stats correctly there as well. So obviously with that stat, 6 match losing streaks. So K-State fumbles the ball here, to bring in a football term here, to close out Iowa State there. Let me see here, the Cyclones defense. Also, this was a This was a defensive battle here. K-State only hit less than 200 themselves. Buck 68 last night there as well. Let me see here. Shaylee Myers down here, 20 kills last night. Anaya Clinton, 16. Jordan Williams had a big night herself last night, 12 kills in the ball game last night. So you had three ladies in the kill mark there as well. Shaylee Myers, the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week. Again, this is not the first time. This has come up to my mind. This is more recent because I recorded an episode earlier in the fall frame of Shaylee Myers getting that award, and she got it again, apparently, for her outstanding week last week, helping the Cats on the road to two consecutive Big 12 wins. This time, you come home with that momentum, and you cannot finish Iowa State. It's a Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here for this post K-State postcast women's volleyball. Iowa State 3, K-State 2. After we were recording the women's golf episode last night, and we were looking at the scoreboard there on to my right of the tab here that I had going at the moment of that recording of that podcast. K-State was leading Iowa State in the midst of trying to close them out in the game, but could not do it. We take a look at the box score here, 25-16. K-State took the first set, then Iowa State took the second, 25-22. Then K-State battled back there in a thrilling third set, and then kind of the wheels came off there in the fourth and fifth sets. There's Iowa State 25-19 set four, and in the fifth and deciding set there, which K-State has been undefeated until now, 15-11. K-State loses that set and loses the match there as well. Jason Mansfield following a heartbreaking loss at home, where you've yet to get a Big 12 victory in front of your home crowd. Quote, "I thought we started out really well, and the second set was back and forth for a while. I felt like they played really hard in that set. I think that they had around 20 digs alone, so they really put a lot of pressure on our attackers to score and take a lot of swings. I felt like we had our chances. I love our response in the third set, especially being down as much as we were, and to come back and win that set was special. Then in the fourth, it was similar. We just struggled to get kills. We only had seven in that set, and their defense was really good tonight, and they did an exceptional job, especially keeping an eye on Shaylee," end quote, there as well. Yeah, so, the conference knows now. So somebody else gonna have to step up. Well, Shaylee's gonna, even with that, Shaylee still got 20 kills on the night, which is still awesome. She's been, again, sensational throughout the K-State volleyball season to this point of the year, up until this point anyway. So I think now you're going to see Simone Sim. Obviously, Simone Sim has been playing great this season as well. So you're going to have Anaya Clinton. You got, really, honestly, three Big 12 team caliber players now on that team now. Obviously, Anaya was preseason, but the rise of Shaylee Myers in a way that she has been able to continue to elevate her play has been outstanding, right? So you're going to need her. You're going to need the supporting cast to keep talking about it. The big three, they're going to have to come up big. And I haven't even said Ava LeGrand yet here on this postcast edition here as well. Yeah, so we already covered Iowa State rallying back from a 2-1 deficit there as well. Ava LeGrand last night, by the way, 46 assists in the game, 14 digs added to that stat. Now her sixth double-double in 2025 there as well in this game. And on the other side here for the winning team, Iowa State here real quick. Reagan Hanfeld led all players of the night with 8 blocks in this game, while libero Rachel Van Korp, 30 digs on the night for the Cyclones, helping them to rally back after trailing 2-1 in the match there to defeat the K-State Volleycats there in Morgan Family Arena last night, tip on Wednesday night. And now you got to turn around and welcome Texas Tech, who also, the Big 12, they're still searching for that Big 12 win to pick for the Texas Tech. So that is next for Jason Mansfield, Simone Sim, Shaylee Myers and company there, as they'll stay home And this was going to be tomorrow night. Yep, tomorrow night at 6:30 at Morgan Family Arena there, as K-State now will host Texas Tech. You know, try to get off their the mat here after taking the knockout punch last night there from Iowa State there. And of course, Texas Tech coming here tomorrow night anyways, 8-9, 0-5 in Big 12 play. So they've yet to win a Big 12 match for Texas Tech. And hopefully it doesn't come in the hands of the Morgan Family Arena faithful there as well. So now the record for K-State now, if I can go back up a little bit, K-State now drops to 9-4 overall. But in the Big 12 play now, you fall to 2-3 in Big 12 play heading into Friday night's match. And I've already got the weekend preview ready to rock and roll. And I'm hoping some point today I'll record a TC pregame if I can get that in there. That will have y'all set for the weekend as EG3 is going to be heading out on the road, as I said at the beginning of this postcast. So, but I think it'll be until later. So, yeah, I'm not really thrilled about that. Like I said, nothing's really gone EG3's way the last month or so. Yeah, but I'm still somehow able to come on here at some length of time, whatever the mood it is, and give y'all K-State content. So, well, I'm going to have to deal with that, fortunately. But that's the way it's been going. So hopefully we can turn things around. Hopefully K-State women's volleyball can have a quick turnaround and have that same intensity what they had last night and to finish the deal when Texas Tech comes calling to Manhattan tomorrow night. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, get it. Wherever you get your podcast, folks, you know where we find us at. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Google, I believe Odyssey as well. We're everywhere now, folks. And hey, if you're not a subscriber to this Everyday Podcast, please, if you like what you're enjoying, what you're hearing about other K-State content, definitely subscribe to this podcast and feel free to leave us a 4 or 5 star rating. It doesn't help me out. I'm not focused about me, but it helps out other K-Staters out there, K-State Nation, find this other quote-unquote Kansas State Athletics podcast. Of course, the Podbean app coming back up on soon. Greer 380's podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 380 Apostrophe S podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R, number 380 Apostrophe S podcast. And of course, continue to spread the baton about this K-State podcast, the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. That's Eddie. I think I said Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Iowa State pulls it out. Raleigh's back to win it 3-2 over Kansas State last night on the women's volleyball side. And now K-State now will look to bounce back tomorrow night against Texas Tech. You have been listening to another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.